Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're so encouraged that you are joining us here today. We have so many interesting things, God's news, behind the news, wisdom moments, and all those wonderful humor moments. Join us, VFN Radio's Extra Hour. You're listening to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so encouraged that you have joined us, and you will be encouraged too. VFN Radio, join us in a few. We'll be right back.
Previously on the VFN Radio program.
It looks like right now, and just some breaking news here, is that the Tunisian U.S. embassy compound is reportedly a rampage taking place in the embassy. We're kind of waiting to be able to share some of the things that were going on, and thousands in Kashmir protesting the anti-Islam family that we talked about, and we have something very important yesterday that you need to share with people. You need to hear it and understand our perspective. It's called Making God Sense of Turbulent Times, Our Perspective. And that's our perspective, you know, and how we kind of see things. And it explains kind of how we feel about, you know, what's going on and why we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. And, an ungodly people and a rebellious people will use anything to be able to do what they're doing.
Sure.
But understand right now on the and this is breaking news to some that are listening, and if you go back and look, you know, we've been talking about this. We talked about brace yourself, and we talked about what's going to come, the coming storm. We talked about prudent preparation, you know, and if you have not yet begun to watch VFN TV, you need to go to VFNTV.com and begin to watch it now. I don't know how much time that you have to be able to watch it, because God does nothing unless he tells it to his people. His prophets first, but if you don't listen to the prophets, then it doesn't matter whether what God said or not to you, because you're not going to be prepared. You know, prudent man sees danger and prepares, and a fool doesn't and suffers for it. But you think about it, you know, we have an American gathering of our leaders choosing our leadership in North Carolina, where Americans denied God three times, you know, on the platform, denied Israel. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. The Hamas is supposedly not the enemy, you know, of Israel, and they are. That our president publicly refused to meet with and intentionally choosing to disrespect Jacob, or the prime minister of Israel, to disrespect Israel, telling Israel that, telling the prime minister, if you attack Iran for this nuclear weapons, then you're on your own.
Yeah.
It was such a powerful statement that Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, backed out of Syria somewhat to be able to say, hey. But then we find out that at the American gathering that was in North Carolina, that the DNC, that the big squadron of naval ships that were behind them, that was probably like, you know, I would say 40, 50 feet tall.
And massive,
the whole, you know, maybe.
Whole screen, the whole thing.
But the screen's like subjective. We're talking about the whole field,
back of the stage.
I mean, bigger than that. It was just huge. Was a Russian fleet. It was a Russian fleet of naval ships, Russian naval ships. So they're sending a message out to, because he told Vladimir Putin, he said, listen, after I'm elected, I'll have more flexibility. And that's a huge sign when you have, imagine having U.S. Navy ships up behind, you know, Vladimir Putin when he's running for president, as if he did, in Russia. And then we, then after doing that, immediately after our president says, I will not meet with, he goes to Vegas. He goes to Vegas and meets with young children out there who don't even, they were just disconnected from reality, because they're cheering while he's talking about the death of our ambassador, the death of three Americans, you know, in the Libyan embassy. And but as soon as he did this to Israel, and as soon as Americans, by the way, these are Americans, they're not, God doesn't see us as parties, you know, right. He doesn't see us as different races or different genders. He sees us all as Americans.
That's such a good perspective, because I think a lot of times we just get so focused in what's going on in our own country. We get so compartmentalized as believers that we just forget that God sees the big picture.
Well, we have the, as an American, we can impeach presidents, and we haven't. Mm-hmm. As an American, we can impeach judicial or judges, and we have it. You know, as an American. Well, is that God? Is that breaking news?
Not God.
Okay. And so we didn't. We could have it, we didn't. We could have read our Constitution, and most haven't. Mm. You know, we could have read our Bible, and according to George Barna, 82% of Christians who profess to be Christians aren't even reading their Bible, much less, of course, obviously not the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And we didn't. So that was Americans. That was a byproduct of what happened in North Carolina, of what we chose to do in America. And now, right after he does this, right after we as a country do this, now we have battleships going to the Mediterranean. Understand this. When somebody says, oh, we're sending battleships to outside of Libya. Well, Libya is like 2 inches away from Egypt and 4 inches away from Israel. You have to understand, you know, when you go in the Navy, you know you're going to do a 6 months med cruise. Why? Because the Mediterranean cruise is all that area over there. You're going through all those different countries. And when you hear about Africa, a lot of people don't understand that Egypt and Libya is an African, these are African nations. Mm-hmm. These are the northern parts of Africa. And the northern border of Egypt is Israel. You can go, once you step one step out of Egypt, you step from the northern border, you step into the southern border, sort of the southern territory of
Israel.
Mm-hmm. And which is only like 60 miles wide at its widest point right now.
Right.
And now we have warships over there. Mm-hmm. We have Navy SEALs that are lost. We have an ambassador that's dead. They're charging our embassies and mobs. They're mobbing our embassy in Egypt. They're ripping our flag down in Libya, where they killed our ambassador and burned our embassy there. Kashmir protesters. And they're wearing, by the way, they're wearing the Guy Fawkes mask.
Yes. Yes, I saw that.
They're wearing the Guy Fawkes mask.
No.
Make sure you reference that in this particular highlight, John, so you understand that. But you can go on VFN Torch, and you can see that God spoke very specifically on many times about this Guy Fawkes mask. Because don't think 5.2% of the world population, that's all America is 5.2%. And to think that everything's based on us shows the epitome that 95% of the pride is in America. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about us, it's about God. And then people are wanting to rule the world. They're wanting to rule the world here. And what you're looking at is, I believe that Bill and Hillary Clinton, you know, settled to give up the United States so that they, as I was talking about yesterday, you know, CNBC is running a special, you know, about President Clinton and saying he's president of the world. Mm. You know, you had the elders of the world that started some time back as they began to look at it. And George Soros has put Hillary Clinton up under her and Bill up under his wing. And that's where, when Chelsea, their daughter, got married, they stayed at George Soros's daughter's house. And George is world power. He flips nations for economy gain. It's a game, but it's second heaven, being driven by second heaven. And as we speak right now, America's being crashed. You know, we know this. God has shown me that, and shown several others. But I've seen it. I've seen what's happening. It started under President George W. Bush, and George Bush was holding on as tight as he could, but it was an inevitable crash that was coming to America. And that and they knew this, and when Hillary Clinton and at that time Senator Barack Obama, both senators were running for presidency, they met with George Soros and this world viewpoint crew. And when they came out of that meeting, that's when they restructured their campaigns, and that for some reason Hillary backed off, which was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. But when you promise Jezebel the world, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And that could be a man or a woman. But you know, but when you promise somebody the world, what's 5.2% of the population? You know, and so Barack Obama was wanted to be the president, but he wanted to fundamentally transform America, and so it's been fundamentally transformed, and it's just waiting for the crisis to the point where this shadow government can just kind of come into its place. And with only what, 19% of the church even reading their Bible, with only 3% being concerned about their heart. Listen, do you think we really, you know, for what reason other than God has a plan, that we're not going to fix to go into something here that it's not going to be comfortable for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so as it shifts, things begin to shift that, brace yourself, but realize right now they're rushing our embassies. They're throwing, they use the word Molotov cocktail, and they need to quit using that. They're throwing gas on fire on our embassies. You know, they call it Molotov cocktail, but most people don't even know. I mean, what is that? A cocktail? Do you drink a cocktail? What do you do with it? It is a container filled with gasoline with a rag sticking out of it that you light on fire. And you throw it, and when the glass breaks, fire goes all over you and burns you.
Wow.
You know, and if it throws into a window of an embassy, it burns the embassy down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it goes through a car window, it burns the occupants of the car. You know, they're stoning and they're throwing firebombs at the American embassy. And our president was slow, as normal, to respond to this because I believe his agenda is being fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I also believe, based on what God has spoken to me, that he's a set man by God, that he's been set in place to humble this nation, and that I would refer to him as like Jehoiakim, like Josiah's son. When Jehoiakim was put in place, he was put in place by Egypt. And when you see the partnership with our president in Egypt, his very first international speech, and you can find out about this, you know, and make sure there's a reference to this on the post about the teaching about Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel, and that understanding of that, because you'll see his very words, you know, talk about it. But when he just said yesterday that he doesn't know whether Egypt is a friend or a foe, and the Muslim Brotherhood is the president of Egypt, yeah, he just provoked.
How do you not know when you go over to Egypt, Cairo, and give a speech and invite the Muslim Brotherhood to hear your speech, your
eight
first
members,
international
yeah.
speech,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't have the president of that country, Hosni Mubarak at the time, not even come? How do you not know if they're an ally or not an ally at this point?
Well, he's made a huge error. And, you know, but, you know, that when you understand that when God begins to do something, that the one that's all being used to do it doesn't really realize that God's using them
sure.
to take his people under a time of oppression and that type of thing, like the Assyrians. But the Assyrians, they were confident that they were being used because of their intelligence and their wisdom and their knowledge. And even though they were evil, and God was saying he was letting them come in like a flood, as we talked about, I think, yesterday, the day before, but God saw that their proud look and their haughty eyes in that they were taking credit for it. So even the lost people who take credit for what God's doing, he says, I'll give them a wasting disease for them actually doing that. And so as we speak right now, understand that our president, based on what, now we're not saying that, hey, you know, we saw him in the natural do this, but we're saying we saw him, God has revealed to us prophetically in words of knowledge that he's made a covenant with Islam, and which you can see the fruit of it, but he made a covenant in the White House with Islam. And as you can see, there's tons of fruit where, you know, Michelle Bachmann also put this reference in there in this post, that Michelle Bachmann says that the Islam has infiltrated our government. You know, the FBI has deleted radical Islam from everything. Now even CNN is saying, come on, you got to identify this element as radical Islam.
Sure.
You know, you won't say those words. You won't say radical Islam. But notice this, that those who call themselves liberal or moderate, you know, Muslims, you don't see them standing up in America and condemning this. And I can't tell you why, but I would assume the same reason anybody else is not saying nothing, because they're scared for their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and they, if you privately in your closet say you don't approve of this, but in your life outside, you don't say anything, you approve of it.
Mm-hmm.
You approve of it because you're choosing your life over the truth. And if you're quote a moderate Muslim, you know, if you say those parts of the Quran about, you know, conversion, servitude, or beheaded is not part of your way of doing that anymore, you need to stand up and say that. You need to say, mm-hmm. I don't know where that came from. Be like the Mormons. I mean, they change every 2 years. You know, they get a new word, and you know, they have all kinds of transitions that take place, you know, and they just say, I don't know what we were believing then, you know, and they just change what they believe, you know.
Yeah.
But you still have it in the Quran, what it says there. And so from what we're seeing, what God's showing us, America, this, we're fixing to go through a turbulent time, and you need to be prepared. It's going to take more than just water and food. The biggest thing it's going to take is salvation. You don't want to, you know, you can assume you have enough money to pay your power bill. You can assume, you know, you have enough gas in your tank to make it across a bridge. You can assume that your marriage is going to work out, but you can't assume that you're saved.
Mm.
Right.
You're going to need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to know now. You want to know now. Because what the Lord has shown me, there's going to be massive loss of life in a very short period of time, that even a major airline will dedicate itself to transporting the bodies of the dead.
Mm. Mm.
You know, and whether, you know, I can't tell you very specifically about it, other than they were transporting them to the Eastern Gate. You know, you can interpret that, since no man knows the day or the hour. I mean, that could be the church is about to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It could be the rapture of the church, you know, and no man knows, you know, so no, it could happen in a blink of an eye right now. I mean, right now, what's happening right now, the church could be taken away, totally taken away. Things are happening so rapidly. And that what that means is, if you aren't saved, you're not going to be taken away. You're going to be left to go through a tribulation.
You're saying being prepared. You've been saying that for quite some time, but actually this month is actual National Preparedness Month.
Are you serious?
CDC, we can make this available on the torch with CDC, the Centers for Disease and Control Prevention. This is the month. Be ready. September is National Preparedness Month. And it talks about a kit, a plan, be informed and get involved. Kind of like what we've been saying here on VFN Radio.
Well, you remember when they called it? It was the Father and Son Month. I mean, when the word starts going out, it's like the word is hit. Well, you can go to the VFN Torch and select on the menu. You can get there by going to vfntv.com, prophetic warnings, and you have, you know, these different words we're talking about. Also, you can go to VFN TV. Listen, you need to cancel all your reality programs. Mm-hmm. You need to cancel your extra sandwich at the table. You need to cancel your whatever you're doing, and you need to watch nonstop everything that's on VFN TV. And if you're around a whole bunch of people who talk about Jesus but don't know them and don't profess him, they're not reading their Bible, that you're hearing every single week a message on grace, and you know that you're looking at the fruit of what's going on, and they're in love with the world and all this kind of stuff, listen, you better run for your life. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen to this big crowd that you're at right now. This is the Lord show me that he showed me the doors of these big, huge, lost crew buildings. They're going to be running out of the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And if those are the ones that don't know, you know, don't know God, they're teaching some other gospel, but they're running out, and they're not running out to leave you or leave something. They're running out because they feel like sheep. They're scared, and they're going to be running towards God. God wants his people back. He said, my sheep know my voice and follow none other. When we get together, amen means this. You've been hanging out with the shepherd, I've been hanging out with the shepherd. You abide with Jesus, I abide with Jesus. You love Jesus, I love Jesus. We get together and we talk about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And what happens? He manifests between our testimony. He manifests between what we're talking about. And then we both go, what? amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen is not the end of some song on the third and the last, you know, verse of the song. I mean, it's actually a response that we have because we're hearing and we know God. And you can know him today. If you don't know him, you can know him. Go to meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our testimonies to help you out. Then you need to begin to abide with him. You need to get connected. Maybe a VFN family's for you. There are many believers throughout the land and throughout the world that are walking with God. You know, you need to find them. But if you don't know any now, you know, quickly get connected, get related, and join the VFN family if you need to in one of our fellowships around the nation and soon to be around the world. And we've prepared for this day. We've prepared for this hour. And it's going to be a rapid, it's not going to just go out. It's going to be rapid and more rapid. And the more it looks like Jehoiakim is going to lose this thing. And I was just talking to somebody recently, and they're having their hope in a politician. They're thinking, well, if this politician doesn't do it, then this politician will do it. The answer is not political. The answer is the church, God's people turning back to him. Mm-hmm. And definitely your answer is not a Mormon, although they have the white horse prophecy out there that they're talking about. And God, if God can use the Assyrians, if God can use Jehoiakim, if God can use Egypt to be able to speak to his people, then God can use a Mormon to be able to fulfill something that he wants to do. But just because God uses a Muslim to do something does not mean Muhammad's right. And just because God uses an Assyrian does not mean some pagan temple is right. And just because God uses a Mormon doesn't mean Joseph Smith is right.
That's right.
You know, understand that God can do what he wants to do, but understand that we should be in his word, abiding with his word. And we can't just like, oh, God can't. God can do anything he wants to do. And if his people did not listen to him, that means he can't use us at the time. So he'll use people around us to get our attention over and over and over again. And you're going to have prophets to begin to prophesy. Oh, it's going to be the best days it ever have. And all this is going to come back. And it's going to be all this good stuff. And this is what, you know, Jeremiah was told by God, that you don't listen to those guys. They're lying. Don't listen to them. You listen to them, you're going to be destroyed. So you got to pay close attention. You cannot use yesterday's knowledge to determine what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Every single day you need to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You're the church, by the way, not to what he's saying to a building. You need to hear what he's saying to you. And this is what the Lord's saying to you right now. You're listening to this, is prepare. A prudent man prepares. You can hear on VFN TV, prudent preparation. Go there and prepare now. You know, don't waste any time. I don't know how much, you don't have a lot of time. You don't have a lot of time. And realize if you don't prepare, you and those that you're called to lead, your family, your spouses, your employees, and all these different stuff, they're going to be vulnerable during this time because you didn't listen, because you just kept on burying your head in the sand of denial. This is huge. The American people denied God three times. Right before the second time, they walked up and the lady prophesied in front of everybody to the chairman of the DNC. She said, you got to give them what they want.
Mm.
And they gave one more vote. And this time they voted no. And then they booed God when they found out that he was going to be on their platform. And they booed Jerusalem being the capital of Israel.
Mm-hmm. And Lord, forgive us.
And they being us, Americans.
Yeah.
You know, and all of Israel suffered when the Pharisees said, let his blood be on our head and all this crucified. I mean, everybody, you know, you understand we're one nation.
That's right.
And so
under God, right?
Everybody's under God, but I don't think the hearts of America is under God right now.
Exactly.
And he's going to bring some stuff in. And so we knew when we were coming on this, we started VFN TV and VFN Radio to you, to the world. We knew this day was coming and we risk our lives and we're risking everything and we're willingly lay it down for the cause of Christ so that you would know. Cheer us up and listen to God.
Amen.
Begin to abide with him. Request an abiding plan today. Go to iabide.org and begin to listen to his voice. Quit listening to what men say about God. You get in his word and you let God speak to you. You're going to have to hear him now. You know, we went through some dry runs, and you can go back and listen to Brace Yourself and listen to everything that we have in VFN Radio and VFN TV so you can be prepared. But when it goes down, it goes down. And when it goes down, you don't know when it's going to come up. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to even hear anybody talk about it because when everything's down, it's down. Mm-hmm. But if you're listening to God, God will tell you what to do.
That's right.
God will tell you what to do. And his church will live. You know, his kingdom will expand. And you need to be ready, not only just to, it's not about saving yourself because you're supposed to deny yourself. It's actually about saving the lost. Mm-hmm. It's about us turning back to God and repenting and coming back to him. But then it's for us to be able to lead other people to him. It's not the great suggestion. It's the great commission. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to seek first his kingdom. Then we're supposed to preach his kingdom. It's all about him and it's not about us, you know?
That's right.
And you can find out more. But we'll be right back in just a moment.
I want to encourage you today, if you're looking for a fellowship of believers, if you're looking to be a part of the church where the church is family, I want to encourage you to go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. It's a network of abiding churches that hear God's voice and live amongst each other as family. This is the church's greatest hour, and God may be calling you to be a part. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Check it out. It could be for you. You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
Vine Fellowship Network University. It is amazing when you live and breathe and be educated in the things of God through a rhema word, what God is saying now to his people, what we need to know now and do in this generation. Listen, it's so encouraging. It's amazing. And it's so enlightening. And it's not as hard as religion's made it out to be. And it's not frivolous like the rebellious has made it out to be. But it is important. It's learning the things of God and a quick learning path, depending on your time and also moving at the pace that you need to move it. Listen, you got to check it out. You've got to check. It's time to say, you know what? I want to go deeper in God maybe. Or you can say, not only do I want to go deeper, but I believe that there is a church plant inside of me. I want to start in my city, in my state, in my country, a church. I want to plant a church. I want the vine to begin to grow in my own city, but I need to know. I need to be rightly related. I need to know what I need to do. Well, Vine Fellowship Network University is for you. Check it out. VFNU.org. VFNU.org.
You know, VFN Radio and VFN TV, you know, we are a Christian. We're Christians bringing to you a conversation. We're not a news core. We're just saying, you know, what's going on from what we understand and just kind of sharing our opinion about it and what God's laying on our heart. We believe that God speaks through his word. We believe God speaks through dreams and visions and words of knowledge and words of wisdom. And with that, we bring together sometimes what we call God's news behind the news. What we're doing is bringing to you based on what we personally have experienced or feel in our heart, because God's word says every man knows in part and prophesies in part. And we're encouraging you, hoping to stir, you know, what God's saying to you inside of you, that you can hear that. We're not saying that we are a news organization. Things that we're talking about, that we are hearing, that is our opinion that we're sharing with you. And God has an opinion, you know, and
yes,
we're trying
does.
To tap into what he's saying and hopefully, you know, being able to share that because of his word. And so I just want to clarify that's what VFN TV and VFN Radio is. We're here to encourage you. It's to the church, which are believers. We are speaking out to those that have gone astray. And we're kind of encouraging you to come back. And those that are being led to the Lord, I mean, God's drawing you. And we're talking to you. We're not speaking at large to, you know, whosoever. You know, we're actually talking to those that God has as his own, that he's drawing to himself, and those that have gone astray. And we're just sharing our opinion, you know, what God has laid on our heart.
previously on the VFN radio program.
Well, you know, God's word says in Deuteronomy 28:12, it says, the Lord will open the heavens. If, you know, if you bring in the first fruits, if you bring in the tithe, the first part of what God gives you, if you bring it all into him and you offer that to him, he says, the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless the work of your hands. Think about it. He'll bless the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow from any. And I'm seeing what we're seeing firsthand right now within the VFN family, and that's where I'm seeing God. I'm seeing people's lives. I'm seeing what they do. I'm seeing how they go after God. I'm seeing how they have an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, they're hanging out with God. You can find out more. If you need an abiding plan, you can go to iabide.org and request your free plan today. I give you a simple plan to be able to do it. And even, you know, even 10-year-olds are hearing from God, and it's just powerful. We'll share more about that as well a little bit later on. But God loves you, and he wants to bless the work of your hands. But the thing about it is, you know, we're demanding a blessing from God while we do not honor God. We need to be able to honor him, not just with the first fruits, but also with our lives. We've got to say, you know, it's about a relationship. It's not a religious encounter. So I'm seeing somebody. This is somebody right now. This is how God's interacting with his people. This is how we're seeing him move amongst us. And it's just, when you hear about it, it's like, that's what's written in the Bible. It's like, isn't that so cool? When your walk with God lines up with the word of God, and what's happened to others now is happening to you, and you can look how they handled it and you can respond accordingly. We're seeing this. One particular encounter was that God had spoken to me about a particular situation. He showed me in a dream, a prophetic dream, about some things that were going on with people that didn't have insurance during hurricanes that came to Florida, for example, and they brought a lot of destruction, and the insurance, people that had insurance immediately went in and started doing some repairs, but those that didn't have any insurance, you were just stuck. And in that, I just kind of stored that away, and the Lord showed that in my heart, that was a major need that was going to be, and we tried to help out with all the Katrina situations and the Ivans and different hurricanes in New Orleans and all. But that was called to a meeting, a friend of mine. He said, listen, we're wanting to be able to provide housing for all the many of the people that lost their homes through the hurricanes and the losses. And first thing I was going to say, you know, I don't have time. You know, I'm just don't have time for that. But then the Lord reminded me of what he told me, that there's people that have no way out. They need somebody to help them. And of course, the voice of the Lord just stopped me dead in my tracks. And I committed. I said, yeah, I'll be there. And I showed up at the meeting, and I'm sitting in this meeting, talking to some friends of mine who are wanting to put this stuff together to be able to help people with their houses and to get houses and get some sort of grant that was going to go and help people on the Gulf Coast who lost their homes. And this one particular man that was there, who was kind of heading it up and leading it, and he was kind of bringing us together, I was watching him, and all of a sudden, while I'm in this meeting, and we're kind of sitting at like a boardroom type table or something, the Lord reminds me of the dream. He reminds me specifically about the dream. Then he tells me about somebody in the VFN family had actually went to this man in history, you know, some time back, and applied for a mortgage to be able to get a home. And he was turned down. It was just real, you know, just shut off, basically. They weren't going to give them a loan or whatever. So I'm sitting there, and these things are coming together, and God's just speaking to me while I'm listening to him talk. And so all of a sudden, the Lord just laid on my heart, well, if this man is true, what he's saying is true, and he wants to help people, then he will help this couple, this family. And so I looked at him, and I said, well, you know, and I'm not going, thus saith the Lord, or nothing. I'm just saying what, by the way, that's how we need to talk as believers. We just need to say what God is leading our hearts to say. And so I said to him, I said, hey, if this is true, you know, if this is true, if truly this is what you do, you want to help people. I know of a person that applied for the same situation. They needed help. And, you know, several months ago, and you turned them down. You know, if this is true, if in fact, you know, you want to help people, then you will help them because they meet this total criteria. And so he looked at me and he said, we will help him. And so he immediately began to dig through all of his paperwork and all that type of stuff. And he calls me back and said, we found their contract. Yeah, they were denied, but we will work on, you know, getting them, because he's building brand new houses. This is, I'm talking about brand spanking new house. It was being built as we were talking. And so he says, he started working with this particular people that they rejected, now because of the word of the Lord, and this is what God wants to do for you. He will guide you every step of the way. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And you're the church. He's not talking to a building. He's talking to you. He cares about you. He cares about, you know, your family. He cares about what's going on. So then the income that this particular couple was making was not high enough to be able to purchase this brand new house of such a high value that it was. So God was moving so powerfully that they kept lowering the price of this brand new house. They kept lowering it and lowering it. You know, so many people are saying, I need more money. I got to have more money, or, you know, I need a different job. But God can bless you outside of your job. God will bless you. If you're honoring God, and this couple has honored God, they abide with God, they walk with God, their fruit is true, you know, and so, I mean, they're real like everybody else, but they just love God, you know? And so what they do is they lower the price of this brand spanking new house 50% off. 50%. They lowered the house 50%, brand spanking new house, to be able to meet the ratios for his income, their income level, so that he could move into this house. Is that not awesome? I'm telling you, God can do anything. Listen, it doesn't matter what's happening in the world. It doesn't matter what's happening in nations and all these different things. What matters is, what are you doing in the nation of God, the ethnos of God? You know, Jesus is making a new nation, a new ethnos, of which he's the head. And we are part of the body of Christ. God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life. Look, he gave them a house at 50% off. And he was even able to go to the house while it was being built. Their family was. And they wrote on the 2x4s, they just wrote the word of God, thanking God for all the house that he was giving them. And it was just really cool. And today, they are living in a house that God gave them at 50% off. Why? Because God spoke into that situation. He gave a word of knowledge. He gave a prophetic dream. He organized and orchestrated a divine meeting. He put it all together where it was delivered at a specific time to a specific person, even though they rejected this person at first, these people at first. God changed that man's heart, and they went out and hunted these people up, told them they'll do it, built them a house, and gave it for 50% off. Listen, that's the God that we serve. We have so many encounters like this, and we want to see, that's what happens. What happens is that, you know, Moses said this. Moses said to the Lord, when the Lord was talking about leaving because he was disappointed at this people, and they were running after other gods and other things in the wilderness, and so, you know, God was talking about leaving. And so Moses said, you know, how will they, the only thing that that makes us different than anybody else is your presence. It's the very fact that you're with us. Think about it. The very fact that you're with us. And that's what God wants. And he says, if you go, God, if your presence goes, how will they know us from anybody else? And that's the whole thing. These things are supposed to be happening in your life so that your very presence in the midst of chaos, in the midst of all the things that are taking place, that you stand out, that God's blessing, God's glory is on, you know, not that you're perfect, just the fact that they see God's all-surpassing power in your life, even though you're a clay vessel, they see that God's blessing you in the midst why others might not be, that aren't serving him, aren't being blessed. And it's not so that we can say, hey, you know, I'm being blessed and you're not. It's to make them jealous for God, that they want the very same God. They want a relationship with him. And this is the best witness you could ever have, is getting a true relationship, abiding relationship with God, and watch God do awesome, awesome things. I think about another situation where, you know, we had a couple that, you know, God has called into do a church plant, you know, and a VFN church plant. And with them, they just trusted God. They began on this journey, and they were going, doing everything they needed to do to go through basic discipleship and go through Vine Fellowship Network University and being trained up and being able to be launched. And they did, and everything, God provided everything. He sold their house for them in 2 days. In this economy, within 7 days, it was sold. There was a contract, got a buyer in 2 days. And God just moved powerfully in this economy without changing the price or lowering it down. And then not only that, the couple that bought it from the couple said that you can even stay in it until it's time for you to go to the state that you're going to go to. And then when they get to the state they're going to go to, they get there. And within a short period of time, God gives them 2 jobs on the same day within 10 minutes of each other. For the very same company without either one of them even knowing or the company even knowing that was taking place. I mean, he's blessing them because they're obeying him. God's going to take care of you. He's going to totally take care of you. Yes, there's a 9% unemployment rate. That's because the church is in sin. That's because the church turned their back on God's way. It means we need to humble ourselves and repent and turn from our wicked ways. But I'm talking about people that have already done that. I'm talking what happens when you turn this way. When you turn this way, when you go the way that I'm talking about, and I'm only talking about the way that the Lord would say go, then it's at that particular point you start seeing after you've proven your faith that you're going to walk with him, you're going to see him begin to move powerfully in your life. There was another situation, you know, where one particular spouse was called by God to be able to step into a particular area of ministry where there was no guaranteed resource of income in that particular thing. I mean, of 97% of the church is robbing from God. I mean, let me tell you, most of those who are going to follow God, quite often, if they're following God, you know, and speaking truth and not, you know, motivational moments, that right now during this situation, it's going to be tough for them. And so with that, they did this. They just said together, they decided this is what we're going to do. And so the one that had a part-time income gave that up and just dove into the work of the Lord. And many people are being blessed today because of their obedience. And they waited for this, by the way. They waited for God's confirmation. And God gave 2 specific, detailed, confirming dreams, showing specifically why he was doing this, what they were supposed to do, and that it was basically a command. This is what you're supposed. This is what you're supposed to do. And so they both agreed on it, and just trusted God. Just trusted God. And so in that, they went for a long period of time. Just doing what you got to do to be able to get through those moments of learning. You know, God gives you a promise. He takes you through a time of learning the principles so you can actually keep the promise when he gives it to you, and then he brings you into the promised land. And so with that, all of a sudden, the spouse that continued to work at the job that they were working at gets a phone call and finds out that there was a particular, they created a position that didn't even exist. There wasn't even a position at this particular place that they were working. There was not even a position there. And, you know, God's word says that your gift will make room for you. They created the entire position. They created an entire position. They interviewed this person, and they said, we want to give this to you. And then they tell her. Then they tell him. Then they tell this person. Think about it. Then they tell these people. Listen to this. This is what they tell them. I'm going to give you a $20,000 raise. $20,000 raise. Think about it. Who gets a $20,000 raise? God's people get, it's a 9% unemployment rate, 9% unemployment rate. And he gets a 20,000, they get a $20,000 raise. And it's twice what they gave up. It's twice what they gave up to be able to obey God. See, the question is not, will God provide for you? The question is, will you trust him? Will you begin to believe him? Does God do all these things amongst you because you obey some law or because you will believe? Do you believe that he exists and he rewards those who diligently seek him? Do you believe that he designed the very season and the time and your address and even where you are at this very moment to see if you would reach out for him and acknowledge him, though he's not far from you? Do you want to take the path that we're seeing so many take? We have story after story, you know, of God, you know, doing what he does. It's just totally amazing. And it's just, I mean, that's your gift from God. And then you can share that with people over and over and over again to let them know of the goodness of God. We're still talking today about what happened in the days when they were writing the Word of God and writing the Bible. Listen, it's still happening today. It's still happening today. God will bless the work of your hands. Deuteronomy 28, 12. God will bless the work of your hands, but you've got to trust him. You've got to honor him. You got to begin to bring the whole tithe, his tithe and offerings, because that's what you're saying when you do that, that he is your provider. You, no matter what he gives you, you're honoring him with that. And when you do that, that's between you and God. It's not between anybody's trying to manipulate you or anything like that. This is between you and God. And God sees that, and you can trust him, and you can have faith to know that these kind of encounters are going to happen to you. A house, a brand new house at 50% off. Think about it. A brand new house at 50% off. And a $20,000 pay raise and going to a brand new state in a brand new city, getting a contract on a house and selling it within 7 days, renting it back, and then giving both the couple brand new jobs in a short period of time and lots of benefits with it. It's just amazing. This is an adventure you want to go on. We'll be right back. I want to thank you for everybody that's joining in on our Facebook. You know, you can get to it by going to VFNTV.com or you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV. It's easier to go to VFNTV and click on that. But think about it. It is so cool. Every day, no matter where you are, inside the community with over a billion people now, 1/6 of the world's population is in this particular community. Everybody's saying, you got a Facebook. We got a Facebook. Mm-hmm. We got a Facebook and it's over 5,000. It's just clicking up and just, you're joining us. And we're so excited about that because every day we're in communication. All the highlights that are on your VFNTV app, that's at VFNTV.com, is also on your Facebook. So it follows us everywhere we go. We got a virtual audience, a virtual stadium, if you would, that's being filled all around the world. And now we're in the Facebook community. Thank you. And if you have not yet, you know, go to our Facebook and like us. Go to Facebook.com/VFNTV and click on like. And what does that mean? When you do that, every post that goes out on our Facebook shows up on your Facebook every single day. So mm-hmm. You can say, hey, that segment was about me. I want to be encouraged today. Maybe every day you listen to the Wisdom Moment. Maybe there's God's news behind the news and something's coming up that says, you know, I needed to know what God's perspective, the word is on that particular thing. Listen, this is the conversation that we're having together in the virtual audience of our Facebook. Go to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook or at VFNFacebook.com/VFNTV. You know, when I start thinking about Promise Keepers and the days that Coach McCartney heard from the Lord under the unction of God, he's riding with one of his friends, they're riding down the road, and they just said, you know, we got to get some men together. And it started with two of them saying, yeah, we got to do it. And the next year it started with 40, and the next year it started with a few more. And next thing you know, men were meeting all over the nation, meeting in small groups of men who had a focused theme of doing what's right before God. And with that, eventually, these men came together and filled stadiums all around the nation. It was just a powerful thing. I can't explain it. Unless you were there, I just can't explain how powerful it was. There's something so powerful about men going after God, people going after God like that. But you know what? You know, when we came out of the stadiums, it just seemed like things began to die out. The very things that happened in the stadiums, it just started going away. And we began to seek the Lord. And we were wondering, we don't want this to stop. What the people that we saw alive in the stadiums were now going back into lethargicness and spiritual bondage again. What's going on? You know, what's the next step? And that's exactly what the Lord had led me to do. It's called today, Next Step Outback, where it's taken fathers and sons in the wilderness, fatherless sons and mentors to be able to repent before God for not turning our hearts to our sons and our son's heart not to the father. And it was just a powerful time that God came down for almost 10 years and where he met us in the wilderness. We went out to meet him and it was just a powerful time. But again, when we left the wilderness, the power of God experience, all the things that happened there, the same thing happened. Men went back into the traditional expression of what's going on. They fell back asleep again. They walked around like zombies when you'd see them in the stores and the different places. And it's like, you are alive. What happened to you? And they say right now today that over 20% of Christian women and 50% of Christian men are bound by an addiction to pornography. Listen, this is not working. We have to do something different. It makes me think about Billy Graham. We think about Billy Graham. You know, he had stadiums filled, you know, one stadium at a time, filled with people to come and to preach the gospel to them. And it would take about 9 months to be able to do the hard work, the groundwork, to be able to fill that stadium. And he'd preach the gospel really once or that one weekend, and it would change lives. It's time for us, think about it, it's time for us to begin to do the groundwork. And what VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, think of it like this. It's a virtual audience where Billy Graham, an awesome man of God, preached the gospel like he did, and it just transformed a nation. We got to begin to do that now, but we can fill a virtual stadium. The audience of VFN TV and the daily radio program, we're not just once, not just one weekend, but every single day, whether it's on an iPhone or an Android or a computer or a smart TV, whether it's on a Facebook or some social media, it's just everywhere. It's going out preaching the gospel every single day for those who sit down, because once you sit down once in the virtual audience, you actually get a chance to hear every single day the hope and the light of the gospel. And with that, what we found out that by sharing this with others in the almost a 1/6 of the world's population now is in social media, like a billion people, that spending $1 in the context of getting it out to them, that at least at $1 brings in approximately, this is what we're finding out, these numbers now, that one person comes and sits down in our virtual audience. But they don't just sit down for a day or a weekend. They sit down continually for the entire year. And every single day, we get to let them know about the hope, the light of the gospel, preach hope to them. Yes, for $1. Think about it. You can help fill this virtual stadium. When we fill this virtual stadium, I believe we're going to fill stadiums around the nation. I've seen the stadiums. The founder of God TV, she prophesied these stadiums will be filled. Listen, but it will start with us doing the groundwork like Reverend Billy Graham did. You can participate. Think about it. For $1, you can potentially have one person sit down in this virtual stadium and begin to hear the gospel and transform their life. For $10 a month, you can sit 10, potentially 10 new people in this stadium every single month. $100 a month, 100 new people every single month. At the end of the month, you would have sat over 1,200 people in the virtual stadium. Totally awesome. It's time. It's our season. Let's do it. Let's do the groundwork now in the virtual stadium so we can fill the stadiums tomorrow. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on help fill the virtual stadiums. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Help fill the virtual stadiums now.
Previously on the VFN radio program.
I know we had a chance too, we're all together, and I understand, you know, John obviously talked about this too, but there is my viewpoint as well. That, you know, we went out, we were taking some photos and stuff. There was a photo shoot, and Pat just wanted some new shots of himself. And
right.
And
I could have been sleeping.
You could. I think you were. All your eyes ever open the whole time.
Yeah, well,
it's bright, wasn't it?
It was bright.
It was bright. And so that's for when you see, if you ever see these photos, realize first of all that John made a mound from sand. I'm like, what are you doing? And we're on the island, Pensacola island out there, and he's pushing all this dirt together with his shoes. I'm like, what do you know? You don't do that with your shoes, you know? I'm realizing. He's making a little mountain to stand on.
He's making a footstool.
I was like, man, how did you get up to my shoulder? And so anyway, we had a great time and taking pictures and all that. So we're coming back. We're riding around in, you know, Pat's limousine. He gave us a ride out there. You know,
right.
And what do you have now? It's like a Delorean. What is it?
Right. What's a Yukon?
Oh, it's a Yukon.
Oh.
It takes 4 oil rigs in the back of a house to run this thing. Luckily, he lives by a nuclear plant and biofuels.
All right, yeah.
Man, you got fuel for days. A lot of biofuel and nuclear stuff. Anyway, and so we're riding along, you know, and just having this wonderful moment. And then a piece of paper drops. It just kind of floats down to the floor of his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he almost runs off the road. No, he didn't run in his head. I mean, he couldn't drive straight anymore. I don't know what it was. Well, I don't understand it. You know, so I had to experiment to see what happened. So I took another piece of paper and I just intentionally threw this on the floorboard and his skin began to crawl. I'm thinking, oh my goodness. Oh, okay. But I wasn't sure. So then I took some more paper and threw it. I'm like, I'm thinking based on my scientific experiment here of sociology, he doesn't like stuff on his floorboard. Now, he had it shoved all in the little drink things and all that kind of stuff, but in regards to the floor, his floorboards were just spick and span. Now, every little crevice above the floorboard, you know, was totally just all that stuff I was throwing the floorboard.
Yeah.
Picking up,
yeah,
putting
thanks
the
to you guys.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is amazing. So if you happen to be riding with Pat somewhere, you know, bring extra napkins so you could just watch the social experiment. It was amazing. It was totally amazing. Because the reason why is because, of course, we rode in, you know, my truck for years. And he had to wait through. You know, when I spent all those years in law enforcement, you know, you don't have like a tidy little garbage can somewhere in there, regards to papers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so you would just set it in the right front floorboard of the passenger on the floor there, and you, when you get out of the car, you know, you empty that out in theory. And for years he's been kicking stuff around. I had no idea. That's a love thing, you know. We were talking about, you know, dying to yourself and loving others. That truly was all those times he rode with trash up to his knees. That was love, man. Who would ever thunk it? And so that was a pretty good social experiment. I thought it was definitely, you know, pretty interesting. You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.